This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
To be talking to you today about the biology of belief, what underlies our belief systems, about what we think is true for us. I'm going to give you an end of the week, since it's Thursday, mental boost. And that's what we're going to discuss and think about today. I want to generate your thoughts, your emotions flowing and going in the direction of what you want versus frustration over what hasn't happened yet, because things are always in the works for us. If you don't know me, I can be found at my website, NOLA Therapy. It stands for New Orleans, Los Angeles, my two favorite cities. And I'm available to take new clients. If you'd like to work with me, reach out through NOLA Therapy or on social media at NOLA Therapy. I want to share with you a couple of really wonderful sponsors that I have. My longtime sponsor, BetterHelp.com. You know, what I like about BetterHelp is they're educating people about how we don't always realize that physical symptoms like headache, teeth grinding, stomach pains, digestive issues can be indicators of stress and emotional distress. You know, let's not forget about sleeping too little, sleeping too much, the ways that we inadvertently start to cope with emotions beyond our control. Stress shows up in all kinds of ways like this. And in a world that's telling us to do more, sleep less, and grind it out all the time, here's a reminder to take care of yourself. Do a bit less, take some more time each day, each week, as you're able to care for yourself, and consider therapy. BetterHelp is offering you 10% off to try them out for a first month. They are a customized online therapy platform. They offer video, phone, and even live chat sessions in case you don't want to be seen or heard by camera or phone. And they can connect you with the therapist in under 24 hours. I have done some work with them in the past. To take that 10% off, to try them out, 1 month, 10% off with BetterHelp.com. Go to BetterHelp.com/ATT. And that's B like boy. ETTERHELP.com/ATT for All Things Therapy. And this will also be in the show notes for you if you didn't catch it. Okay, so while you're getting your mental health needs taken care of, crafting, art making, being creative is highly correlated with emotional well-being. And that's why I'm really excited to share with you my new sponsor, Annie's Kit Club. They send creativity right to your mailbox with all of the needed supplies, including materials and directions. And, you know, you might advance some skills you have in some of these crafting methods or try something completely new. You can choose from beading kits to make handmade jewelry, necklaces, and bracelets. Socks, you can knit your own socks in all these various colors. You can learn to crochet an Afghan block by block. Even a really beautiful Moroccan tile Afghan. They send you one kit every month for the year. For kids, there's a young woodworkers kit, which I think is so cool. Kids age 7 to 12 to teach them crafty building skills safely. And there's a general kit where you can jump around to try different things each month. And as my listener, y'all, they're giving you 75% off your first month with a kit subscription package. Go to Annie's with an S, kitclubs with an S.com. Use code therapy75 for 75% off annieskitclubs.com, therapy75, and it will be in the show notes as well. Okay, back to this portion of the show. It's just you and I today. And if you listened last week, you know that I went through a major change in my life that was unexpected. and has really been challenging for me. It's changed how my house feels, how I feel. I've had my cat Jiggy with a J for 17 years. He was a rescue in my neighborhood, and he's traveled with me to Los Angeles for the last 5-6 years, as well as being here in New Orleans with me. And he unexpectedly contracted an aggressive cancer. And within 7 days, my sister and I had to send him over the Rainbow Bridge to heaven. And it was devastating. I had panic attacks. I used product from another sponsor, Schedule 35. I'm going to talk to you at the break. Microdosing psilocybin, which really helped the panic attacks to stop. And, you know, this is week one. He went over the Rainbow Bridge a week ago yesterday, and he usually would be sitting here with me doing the show, and he's not in physical form. So it got me to really have to dig deep. I've been a meditator, and I couldn't meditate this past week well at all because Jiggy would sit on my lap. He was a 15-pound cat, and when he left us, he was down to 4 pounds. Just to, you know, how much change happened in a short time. And, you know, when we have routines that serve us that feel good, like for you, it might be your workout routine. It might be a certain place you go to every day, something you listen to. And when these huge changes kind of sweep through our lives and it's like everything gets fucked up, for lack of a better term, especially when that's unexpected, we have to let things settle. And so for me, it was hard. I sat down to meditate and I couldn't focus. I went through the motions, you know, closing my eyes a few minutes, you know, most of this past week, but without him physically here, it was hard to soothe myself. Meditation didn't feel soothing like it has every morning for the last number of years. And as I've worked through my own grief and understanding that though Jiggy is not here in his cat form, he is here in spirit. We never die. We are eternal. I've done shows about this, how that relates to quantum physics, to matter, just changing form. And it's never destroyed. And that goes back into laws of thermodynamics that I've talked about on shows in the past. Today, I really wanted to highlight, because I've been listening to on YouTube, The Biology of Belief, Dr. Bruce Lipton, who talks a lot about this, you know, about improving the beliefs that we hold to be true for ourselves, regardless of what's happening in our daily lives. This is a snapshot of time that is moving. So if you look at your life in frames, this one right now, listening, watching, All Things Therapy, it's time moving. And this is a moment in time. And what I am reaching for is, as I can reach for a better feeling thought, that's going to create the moments that I'm going to be experiencing, these snapshots in time moving forward. But that was really hard this last week, pretty impossible. In fact, the first several days when I was just really upset and nothing seemed to help me feel better about, even though knowing Jiggy's here, reaching to feel him where he is what I spoke about last week. When you lose a loved one, a person, a pet, it's about looking for them where they are, not where they used to be. But we need to allow ourselves in this human vessel to catch up with the change, because we don't move as quickly as energy being in this physical body. So I just want to encourage you. I figured I'd take some time on the show today to boost you up. And it's what's been helping me. I think we need to tell ourselves more messages that are healthy, that are strong, that are harmonious with source energy, that's harmonious with the way the universe sees us. Things like, you're doing better than you know. And I want to tell you, listening, watching, you are doing so much better than you're crediting yourself for. I'd like you to pause if you can, take a breath, and just really say, hey, I'm doing better than I was last year, than I was 5 years ago. I'm doing better than before I started XYZ practice, be it therapy, be it meditation, be it a new health and fitness routine, changing up what you're eating, drinking more water, even as I take a sip. Affirm yourself. I affirm myself. And you know what? You're good enough. And then some. You are so good enough just as you are right here, right now, in this world where we are flooded with messaging around having more, being better, newer, richer. And while we want these things, keep wanting everything that you want. You don't have to stop wanting because we expand to become the person to receive our wants. Yet it's equally important to, in the moment, tell yourself you're enough right now and to make peace with what is. I've been really reaching to do that, making peace with exactly what is. I've had a friendship of a long time, decades, which has felt like it's just totally fallen apart. I've been really upset about that. And in the last couple of days, just really reaching to, you know, just accept, just be with what is. And not even, you don't even have to accept it, but just, I can be with this and breathe through whatever emotions come up around the situations in your life that you are in at this moment. It's important to give ourselves what Abraham Hicks calls rampages of appreciation for yourself. You matter so much. That's a screensaver on my phone. You matter so much. And it's the first thing my eyes see when I wake up in the morning. And there are most mornings I'm like, yes, I matter. I matter so much. I know I got this. And there are other mornings where I might be feeling less confident or, you know, distracted by something, confused. And it's like, oh, thank you. Thank you, universe. I do matter. So I want to encourage you listening how much you matter. The universe will always, always, always take care of you. That's another big one that I've been reaching for in my belief system, because in a lot of our upbringings, even some of us with, some of you with wonderful parents, my upbringing, it was pretty rough, y'all. My parents are wonderful now. They've done some work on themselves. We are harmonious. I love spending time with them, but growing up, they didn't have the skills. And so they did the best they could. And many of you listening or watching, that might be the case. I didn't receive those positive messages that I'm sharing with you right now that a lot of you growing up might have been told, you can do anything, baby. You know, sweetheart, you can do anything and everything you want. I am here. I believe in you. So that's what we need to tell ourselves, especially if we weren't told that very often growing up. We are always in inner dialogue with ourselves. It's just a matter of if you're aware of that or not. And I encourage you to be aware of that little ticker tape in the back of your mind, in the back of your head, what it's saying to you throughout the day about yourself, about your life. Is it saying, oh, you just blew it again? You know, you ate that donut and you said you weren't going to, you didn't wake up and go to the gym, or you weren't going to send that rude text and you did, or, you know, I was going to save that money and I didn't, you know, like throw all that shit out, set it aside as much as you can. This is a new moment. We are new in every moment. And when you start to really feel what that feels like, it gives you more power over your mind, power over your thoughts, and therefore your emotions start to feel more manageable. And like under your control, under your management, I think is a better word than control. You know, we think up to 70,000 thoughts a day. There's no way that we can or need to be aware of all of those, but select some throughout your day. I've spoken about this also on the show. The ones that stand out to you that you feel awesome about, affirm and say more of those to yourself throughout the day. And the ones that make you feel shitty, bad, release those. I release that thought and identify what you want to replace it with. I want to believe that I actually matter. I want to believe that I can change. I want to believe that I can meet this goal that's really important to me. And you might only want to share those goals with very few trusted loved ones or in a journal, a manifestation journal, which is something that I have, where I write down my dreams, my desires, what I am intending to create and live in my life. And when something happens in reality that doesn't line up with it, it's okay. It just shows you're still on the path. Again, go back to time is just moving, moving snapshots, and you're just pausing. It's not the end of the story. It's just in this moment. You know, I'm going to pause here and do my second round of ads because I really want to share with you the one that helped me when I was so upset in this past week, losing Jiggy, the microdosing of psilocybin. I'm sure most all of you have heard about that. This awesome company, Schedule 35, they are a Canadian-based startup that ships psilocybin products to the U.S. Their mission is to educate and enrich lives with deeper meaning through microdosing psilocybin products. And their products help by creating new neural pathways and networks in our brains that help us to focus. They help with our creativity, our mood enhancement, and to fight addiction and other mental health issues. And they ship across Canada into the US. They will ask you to verify your age, just FYI. And I have found their products to be really helpful. I've used the 100, I think it's milligram or microgram. You microdose once every 3 days. There is no hallucinations, no tripping or anything like that. I just felt calm, like I could breathe, like I could get a handle around my grief and loss of Jiggy and actually get up and go to the grocery, even though I wasn't super hungry, you know, get stuff for a smoothie, make it to the gym, go for a walk. They have really accurate measured doses. And you are probably imagining these mushrooms growing out of cow manure. That's not the case with Schedule 35. They grow out of the skin of a coconut called coconut core. So I had no stomach issues at all taking these capsules. And if you want to research more about the use of psilocybin, you can look at the John Hopkins psilocybin study, as well as the book, How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan. And as my listener, they're giving you 15% off to try out their products. Go to schedule35.co. There's no M, schedule35.co, and use code ATT for all things therapy and take 15% off. Can't say enough good things about them. And lastly, in the same vein, Magic Mind, this awesome company coming out of Venice, California, they make this liquid supplement. I add it to my coconut milk in the morning or club soda in the afternoon. It's delicious. It's like a green juice shot with only 5 grams of carbs and no sugar. It has a bunch of things like turmeric, vitamin C, ashwagandha, L-theanine, which extends the effectiveness of caffeine, by the way. So I will sip the Magic Mind and coconut milk alongside my black coffee because it extends that shelf life of caffeine without you getting jittery or crashing later. It's such a good product, Echinacea. And Magic Mind is giving you 20% off as my listener to try them out. And go to magicmind.co/ATT, magicmind.co/ATT. Getting back to the show, I feel like this is like All Things Therapy 2.0 because it's my podcast continuing without my baby boy, Jiggy. And he's been here 17 years. I've done the show 6 years. So I just want to acknowledge that I am doing things differently. As a result, I'm doing a lot more solo episodes, a lot more curated guests that really just speak to my mission of changing consciousness one conversation at a time and really wanting to be authentic and come across here and give you things that you can use in your life, be it through my sponsorships or just in these words, what I am learning in my life. This is like a huge time of growth for me, as much as I didn't want it, as I, you know, resist it even each some point in each day. And that's when I notice I feel panic when I'm like, you know, not wanting this change to be here with Jiggy not around as I knew him and was used to him being, but it's happened. And I am committed to just finding my way through this. And I believe the universe is loving. The universe is kind. The universe would never hurt me nor you. So I'm just really stretching my own mindset, my own belief system to flow with this change with as much ease as I can. And I just pull out and take a break as needed. You know, last night I was supposed to go to some live music and I just couldn't. I felt so overwhelmed by grief. It was the 7-day anniversary of when my sister and I, a Fertile mobile vet here in New Orleans, Dr. Ashley Tahir, we sent Jiggy peacefully over the Rainbow Bridge, and just being at some loud music concert didn't feel right at all. So I canceled. And that's, you know, not something I usually do, but I'm learning. And I encourage you, do what you need to take care of yourself. Listen. And this friend was so thoughtful. She's like, I'm so glad you know what you need and that you're listening to yourself. And the people that really care about you, they're going to go there with you. They're going to understand that even if it might cause an inconvenience in the moment for them, that you're honoring yourself. And it's one of the best things you can learn in your life is how to love and respect yourself. Because from that vantage point, from that relationship with you, the world is going to mirror it. Others are going to respect you. You don't have to stand there and, you know, beat people down to respect you. You just need to honor yourself. And sometimes silence speaks louder than words, to just step away from certain relationships that are troubling or aren't lining up, you know, with what you believe is bringing you happiness and joy in your life. I'm experiencing that with a friend I just love so very much. And there's a huge change going on. And I have to contain my emotions of feeling, you know, frustrated and angry and hurt and like, oh, just, you know, all the stuff that we feel towards others when they're not showing up in the way that we really would love them to. And at the same time, you know, she's living her life as well and is finding her way. And I'm just going to give her the benefit of the doubt and take really good care of me. And I feel like somebody listening or watching might need to hear that. And I'm just believing and trusting there's going to be a positive outcome, that of this, only good will come. I'm really big into mantras and these little powerful phrases to go to. A Course in Miracles is a wonderful text to help you with that. If you want to really commit to memory, some of these powerful words that have been handed down and taught to really build your life upon. You don't want to just build your life on sand. You know, you don't want to build your life on shit just moving around that isn't foundational, that isn't strong. There's universal principles governing our world. And that's what you want to root into in your mind. Again, regardless of what you see going on in your life. Even today, I trade in the stock market. I love it. It's a passion of mine. And I took a loss today in a position that I thought was going to go the opposite way. And I'm like, you know what, universe? Again, of this only good will come. This is only me launching a rocket of more money. You bring that money back to me with interest 100 times over, plus and more. And another mantra, another affirmation to affirm, again, regardless of what you're seeing in your bank account today, it's only a snapshot in time. Money flows to me like water in the rainforest. So universe, this momentary loss in my trading account means that there is more money flowing to me like water in that rainforest. And I claim that for myself. I expect it. And show me what to do. Lead me, guide me to make this money and more, because it's mine. I believe in my abundance. And you know, when you just take a stand inside of yourself, you don't have to tell anyone else but you. And I've learned that the less I do like yapping about all the stuff going on that I'm manifesting, that I'm working on, not everybody understands living life from this perspective and paradigm. I think a lot of people think it's just, you know, their job is their source, their boss is their source, their employer, their parents, but the universe is my source and yours too. And there is unlimited supply. So I choose to be tapped into the unlimited supply of this universe. I have healed my body of ailments from because of meditating and aligning. I align my physical health with the perfect health available to me in the universe. Even my cat Jiggy had a kidney issue. My sister, Dr. Ashley, the veterinarian, did a test and he was in early stages of kidney disease. And of say the stages 1 through 5, he is held out at stage 1 for years. I have meditated over him with him in my lap the last few years, speaking his perfect health and wellness. And even my sister was like, whoa, this meditation thing is working because this is rare. for this disease not to progress, and it didn't. And, you know, unfortunately, it was an unrelated disease, but I believe that meditating over and with Jiggy and tending wellness to his body has kept him here the 19 years he's been alive. And that helps in the moment when I really am feeling like I didn't want this to happen. It's like, look, he had a 19-year life. Our bodies are set to go a certain amount of linear time on Earth, you know, and then we go back to that source energy from whence we came from. And that's why it's so important to really believe wonderful things for yourself, y'all. I want you to believe wonderful, wonderful things for you, for your loved ones. You're just responsible for your beliefs as much as I've wanted to get my loved ones to believe things that are just magnificent for them. You know, they have to do it. We can hold that space. We can certainly send them so much love and healing. I do that with everyone I love, with all of you, my listeners, that your life is blessed, that things flow easily to me and to you, and that we learn how to be more kind to ourselves, because that's going to cause you to be kinder to others, especially when it's hard, especially when you're triggered, when someone shows up or doesn't show up and you are triggered to want to cut them off or cut yourself off from them or punish them through all the ways that we do it, you know, just blocking on social media or ignoring or blaming or judging or just withholding your love by not responding, by not getting back to them. These are really, you know, lower level so-called coping strategies. I've done it too. You know, I've learned to refrain, to really be aware, to really try to work myself through so I'm not treating others or myself like that. I encourage you to, if you've done that to someone, consider talking to them. Consider having an amends. Consider making an amends, having some peace, restoring your relationships. Life, it's so precious. It's so short. You matter so much. You're beautiful. You're seen. You're heard. What you want is noted by the universe. And the more you can feel that in your own heart, the more it's going to show up in and around your life. You can take my word, and I also want you to experience it yourself. I don't think I have anything else for today. I want to thank you for taking your time. I want to thank you for rating and subscribing to All Things Therapy, wherever you're listening or watching. Do that if you haven't. Reach out to me, Lisa at NOLA Therapy, New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, my two favorite cities. And I'll be with you next week. All of my love.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.